Hey, thank you very much for joining us. So we want to talk about your career and all that stuff, but you know, for people who know and have watched you play, and here we are so caught up in Quinn Hughes, you've actually coached Quinn Hughes?
Yep, I coached a 98 Marley team. Quinn was coached by Danny Brown, whose son is Connor Brown on Ottawa, yeah. The 99. So he came up to play a couple of games, and obviously he was well coached. I always told Brownie, but he was one of those players you just let him go. Let him play. I would call guys up, younger kids, and they'd always come up to you and say, what's our system? How do we play? I said, we just play hockey here. You just go out and do your thing, and if I need to correct you in any ways, I will. But he was a good player back then. Had the uncanny ability, and I saw his goal the other night, to get the puck through. And that's the most important thing. It does not need to be hard. Just needs to be on net. And I'm happy, but not surprised.
Paul Coffey with us and joining us this morning to talk a little bit about his career, thanks to our good friends over at J.P. Weiser's. And with respect to Hughes, and you look at with that sort of instinct and ability, is that some of that stuff you just can't coach, Paul?
You can't, and that's the kind of stuff you have to let the kid play. I mean, the problem, not the problem, but I chatted last week. I was doing something on Carlson, the kid in
Washington.
The kid in Washington, and I said, unfortunately, there is a lot of players out there, you know, Carlson, Hughes, McCarr, good players. But when you get guys like that, and then being as respectful as I can, as a coach, you got to get out of the way. And a guy like Travis Green played the game. Travis Green understands what it takes to be a good player, and he gets out of the way and lets his kids play. And that's the most important thing.
You say you can't teach him and you let him play. Can you teach kids to skate like that? I mean, I grew up in Edmonton, so to watch you play and take your strides, just wow, how did this guy learn to skate that fast? I don't know, Paul, if you were at power skating camps and all that, but now any kid can find any camp to learn their edge work. Is that just pure, you know, is a lot of that natural? Obviously what you had and what Quinn has?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to say I worked harder than everybody else, but that's not true. Everybody
humble.
Everybody else worked hard, but no, it's a talent. Quinn has a talent. I mean, I coach his younger brother the same way. He has a talent, and talked to Jack, who was in New Jersey a couple of weeks ago with the Oilers, and I mean, those guys are just talented kids. I mean, you can't teach that. You can throw all the money you want in the world at that, but that being said, being a good skater doesn't make you a great player.
Is there somebody that stands out for you that you look at and say, that's about as close to Paul Coffey? You know, that's somebody who's like me. You know, is it like an Erik Karlsson or John Carlson? I mean, is it a Quinn Hughes type? Is there somebody that you can look at as a comparable for you at all?
If I said to you I haven't seen it yet, is that bad?
No.
I mean, you set a pretty high bar. Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Carlson, not. No. It's backwards and frontwards, and it's getting speed going backwards to get your speed going frontwards. And, you know, you get a guy, to me, you know, I was a massive Bobby Orr fan. And I can remember reading his book, and one of the quotes in his book was 18, when he was 18 years old, was 18 speeds of fun or 18 speeds of hockey. And that's the thing, being able to pick up speed and judge your speed and be going full speed but look like you're not even moving. And that's a special stride. Some guys got it, some guys don't, but there's a lot of good players in the game today, and it's funny how everybody's talking now, oh, you got to have the defenseman jumping up from the back end. It's such important in a rush. It's always been, but coaches got to allow it. They got to allow it. When you get that special guy, you got to let him play.
You play with a lot of special guys. Paul Coffey joining us this morning on the starting lineup, Perry and James. Better practice team. You know, the early Oilers with Gretzky, when you're hanging out with Mario in Detroit with Yzerman, who was the better practice team of you played on a lot of teams, but of those three powerhouses?
No disrespect to Pittsburgh or Detroit, but Edmonton. Our practices were harder than most teams' games because we competed so hard against each other. You think when Gretzky, Curry, and it was ever on the left side or coming down on myself and Huddy that we didn't want to stop them with a 3-on-2? Yeah, we did. And then when you were lucky enough to get a shot on net, Grant Fuhr did not want you to score. So those teams practice as hard, and that's why the games are easy for us.
What was the difference between 99 and 66 in your mind? Obviously, different physical. You know, they're obviously built physically differently, but give me what separated those two?
Well, I always say, and I got in trouble only because my little buddy from Brantford didn't hear the whole interview. So I did a radio interview with ESPN years ago, and they asked me the same question you just said, and I said, well, for me, the greatest player that ever played the game is Wayne Gretzky, because you cannot have that amount of points and not be the greatest player of all time. But the most talented player I ever played with was Mario Lemieux. Well, Wayne didn't hear the first part of that interview, and then I went on to talk about Mario, but you know, somebody with a reach from here to the other side of the rink, and soft hands, and 6'5", and skate gracefully, and pass, and shoot, and do these things was incredible. So Mario was the most talented player I ever played against, and for me personally, when I played with Wayne, and I threw him that long pass up the middle, then you would hustle after him, and he'd pretty much bring the whole rink to him, and then either give it back to you or give it to somebody else on the ice, and we'd score a goal. He just would draw everybody to him. But with Mario, you'd throw him the long pass, you'd hustle after him, and all you'd get is a front row seat, because he'd deke four or five guys and score himself, which was absolutely incredible. But both of them had the same burning desire and the same burning feeling and not wanting to be a champion.
So you say a comment like that, and Gretz doesn't hear the full thing. Oh. Wait, when do you hear?
He still
when
hears
do
it
you
though.
Hear about it from him? Because is it a text or is it a call? Hey, cough. What's going on?
It was a phone call.
Really?
All he heard was Mario Lemieux, the most talented player I ever played with, this and that. And he heard that, he called me up and just ripped on me, and I said explicit words back to him and hung up.
Really?
Anyway, I said listen to the goddamn interview.
So even with that legacy, he's still that sensitive about it, or that aware of what's being said.
That's aware of what's being said, but that's what makes all great players, all great athletes are sensitive guys. They all care about everything around them. They care about their teammates. They care about what's being said. But that's what makes them great.
Do you like here we are and the social media form that some athletes can take? Drew Doughty wasn't happy this week. He thought his words were twisted when he called the Canucks a team like that. PK Subban loves it. You guys were, you know, it's funny. I always say, having grown up and we had ties, Gretzky's mate and all that, Berkey was the mom of my best friend. So we would be in the Barry Tees and all that and see you guys there and go, that's great. You're just hanging out and having fun. Nowadays, I don't think you could do that. Do you like the social media aspect of pro sports right now?
Well, it doesn't matter if I like it or dislike it. It is what it is. But, I mean, the most important thing, I think, I mean, players are going to make mistakes, whether it be Drew Doughty's words being convoluted, whatever, or not coming out the right way, whatever. The most important thing is that everybody in that dressing room has each other's backs. That's the most important thing. Everybody comes to bat for each other. Everybody picks a guy up when he does something wrong, like the thing in Toronto. I mean, it's, hey, I felt bad for Austin Matthews. I really did. I mean, the kid made a mistake. Okay. But it's over. It's over. I made a mistake. I owned up to it. You know, I got a little carried away in Arizona, but it's over, right? And that's to me, that's the most important thing. But I do understand everybody's got a job to do, and most people are not trying to Most people in the media, unfortunately, are trying to take guys down instead of picking them up.
Paul Coffey here on Sportsnet 650. Could the Oilers of the 80s had as much fun with all these cell phones and cameras around these days?
Oh, boy. That'd be like Arnie Palmer, like he's talking about when Tiger got in trouble. Thank God they didn't have phones back then.
Yeah, no, that's exactly. Do you stay in touch with a lot of those guys that much anymore? I know you did a little stuff with the Oilers, maybe still do some consulting with them.
Yep. Yep, I still do a little bit with them. I talk to Wayne probably every other day or every third day. Talk to Kevin quite a bit. Dave Hunter. Dave Semenko was one of my all-time favorites. Yeah. Mark, probably once every 6 months, whatever, but you just pick up. I mean, there's no big deal. Everything's always great in our conversations, and no, it's good.
You are involved in the NHL's Alumni Association. What are you currently doing with the Alumni Association? What's it all about anyway?
Wow, you guys are doing your homework.
Yeah.
We're all involved in the alumni, anybody that played in the game. It's our duty to make it better. But Glenn Healy has taken over, done a credible job, a real good job of getting awareness, making some money for the guys that need it. We did a thing that they do four or five guys or six guys every year with Wisers. We have a celebrity whiskey, if you will, out to raise some money for the cause for the former players that need help. And know, it's good. I mean, we need to be proud. I mean, NHLPA was great when you were playing, but once you're done. The phone just does not ring, so you need to have something else, and I think the alumni has been great.
Hey, Paul, thank you very much for your time. As a kid who grew up in Edmonton, thanks for playing and putting on number seven, because you
guys
were
awesome.
An absolute treat to watch, and we appreciate it, and best of luck with everything ahead.
Hey, good luck with the Canucks, guys. Thanks.
All right, there's Paul Coffey. This feature brought to you by J.P. Weiser's Alumni Whiskey Series. You can collect their limited edition hockey-inspired whiskeys through all BCLC online or in stores.
Just cool, man. Just a cool dude.